Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Uh-huh. Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
The Balanced Wag begins today's program. What? What are you laughing at me for?
I ran all the way over there. Get those shoulders in shape for you.
I feel good.
I said, hit the music, Robbie, and you went blip.
Well, I don't mess around. I don't mess around.
It's a happy Saturday morning.
It is a happy Saturday morning, and it's good to have him here and good to have Marlene here just about that time for Easter and Passover and all sorts of goodies from Dorothy's Candy. So we're on page one. Take it, Nan.
Let's do this thing. Corey Winwood, I love that sweatshirt.
Thank you. I sell them on my website.
That's official.
Yeah.
I guess I got to know somebody to get one of those, you know?
Gave me a hat.
Oh, you sporting nice. A hat over there?
I love it.
Yeah, this is like the whole core. This is the studio for you today.
Yes, it
all
is.
All right. What's going on at the Balanced Wag?
Oh, it's been crazy the past couple days and weeks, I should say. Now that the weather gave us a little tease, a lot of people have been reaching out about leash training. So I kind of... The weather goes as the, you know, intake form goes in terms of, you know, what's moving and grooving with people and their dogs.
They want them on the leash.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. They just want better leash manners.
So talk to me about it. What are you doing?
Yeah. So, I mean, it all starts with, you know, an initial consultation to get to, you know, meet the people and their dogs. And then from there, we hit the ground running and I give them a lot of different, you know, exercises and approaches to practicing without me. And help them master some small things and then, you know, lots of follow-ups. But some people get it on one lesson and they hit the ground running and other people need a, you know, some more time. But there's a lot of reasons why people may need some help with their dogs on a leash. And that can be just simple manners or like some reactivity. You know, you see dogs who may not like walking past other dogs and there's, you know, different ways to approach situations like that.
Talk to me about the ages of these dogs.
All over the map. I mean, honestly, I don't stress leash training with very young dogs like puppies. There's a lot of building blocks we want to get in place before we jump into truly understanding what the meaning of the leash is for dogs. But, you know, it can be anything from a one-year-old to, you know, 8, 10-year-old dogs I'm helping with leash training.
And that's what I think is so great about what you do, because you're planning for that leash training. So if you start with that puppy, you're building up and you know what the, you know, the next chapter is going to be with this or the chapter next after that. So I think that that's key. But then again, you know, we have people that rescue animals.
Yep.
And then they don't have that experience.
Correct.
And so there's a whole nother atmosphere of when you get an older dog over that 1 year mark and all of a sudden you're like, okay, we got to do this thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And to share a pretty cool story, I was working with a client 2 weeks ago that rescued a dog that was a true stray. It came from, I believe, the Virgin Islands. They found this dog when they were on vacation and were able to adopt it and bring it back home to Pittsburgh. And there's a lot that goes into the psyche of the years that that dog truly was a free roaming animal. And now all of a sudden we're putting them on a leash. And again, what's the reactions to when you're passing your neighbor's house and their dog's barking at you and, right. you know, understanding, you know, the life of that dog that they have adopted.
That's interesting. That's well put, because there's, a, you know, it's been set in stone with that animal.
Yeah.
You know, probably survivorship too.
Yeah, exactly. More or less to avoid those situations
right.
than to understand why all of a sudden a dog's, you know, barking because it's approaching their property when you're just walking down the street.
Your last show you were on, and I'll pull it up at the commercial break, but I'll get the gist of it. You know, people want to, they want a plan. It's almost like you get with children.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to go to daycare and they're going to learn this and they're going to learn that. And so they were asking, you know, what's your long-term goals
mm-hmm.
When you start with somebody to when you get to the, you know, I don't want to say finale,
yeah.
but to their doing what they need to be doing and off on their own. And I thought that was a kind of a cool question in the fact that, what does it take?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, I love setting goals, but goals are very lofty in terms of, I like to break things down in milestones. So you're feeling some progress and seeing some changes in behaviors before we can get a dog to really be where we want them to be, because it takes time. And I always use the a story in terms of if your goal is to be an Olympic high diver, you don't start the first day jumping off the high dive. You may jump into a foam pit at the gym, and that's how I approach dog training. That, you know, if we want to have a dog that walks great on the leash, that starts in the house before we're even going outside. How are we approaching and keeping the dog, you know, calm and relaxed before we're going outside where it's the big bad world and there's all kinds of, you know, different things going on in the environment.
I remember I was thinking of this yesterday after I talked to you. I was remembering that when we had my first Shih Tzu, Truffles, and Mel and I went to somebody referred somebody. We ended up sitting in a room, a big, large area. A bunch of people were in there all together, and we all sat on the floor. And it was like, take your turn with what you wanted to work with mm-hmm. with your dog. After that was done, she kind of came back and asked us how we were handling that. And we all got scolded. I remember distinctly, because at the end of that whole lesson, I don't know what the package is we bought, but she epically told Mel he failed. The dog passed and Mel failed. And I remember that because I was kind of put off with that. And I don't particularly care for that group mm-hmm. setting, because I've got everybody else's, you know, thing going on there.
Yeah.
I like the fact that you do this and you concentrate on the one-on-one. You don't put that out to pasture, the other options. But I think that this one-on-one, I don't think people really understand how important that is for me, because you're kind of working with me as the individual.
Yep.
And the dog.
Yeah. And for me, it's it gives an opportunity for the dog to have a voice in training. There's a lot of cookie cutter approaches to how a structured class should work. And if you have 4, 5, 6 dogs, it may not be the same for every dog that's in front of you. And, you know, one dog might just be excited because it's in a room full of other dogs and it's not really paying attention. So for me to really work with the owners and educate them and give them the tools, and again, back to the milestones of what to work with without me, it is very important to set them up for success.
I love it. I love it. Corey, somebody wanted to know, what is the number one problem? If you had to pick everything that you get in and start working on with dogs, what would it be? You were busy here after your show, by the way.
I would probably say a bit of reactivity. And then I don't use that in a negative way. Just dogs that, you know, doorbell rings and all of a sudden it's an explosion of energy from their dogs and ways for people to approach it. But, you know, at the end of the day, people need to understand how to redirect and make sure their dog understands what they're asking them. And for me to come in and help in the home setting, just pretty much calm things down from the dog's perspective and give them a little direction is one of the biggest things that I would say I do focus on, and a lot of outdoor stuff too, like leash training.
All right. Corey Winwood from The Balanced Wag. I'm going to give you all the information on how you can contact him right after this commercial break.
All right, stay with us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Ding dong. We've done your homework.
Remember when I told you about this?
5 years ago, our family left medical insurance.
You've heard me share extensively about how much our family loves Samaritan Ministries. Now they have launched an additional sharing option called Redeem Health Share Ministry.
What's cool about Redeem is that it has an exclusive add-on that can share for things like dental, mental health, vision, preventative care, gym memberships, and other things to improve your health. It is everything we love about Samaritan, just with more program options to fit our family's healthcare needs.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Balanced Wag, Corey is here, Nan is here, Marlene waiting in the wings, Dorothy's candies. It's Nan Cohen, Total Talk.
All right, let's tell everybody how you can find Corey. You can find him on his website at The Balanced Wag. That's The Balanced Wag, WAG.com. You can always give him a call at 724-274-7575, 724-472-7575. Corey, tell us what else is going on with you. You got a couple interesting things you said you wanted to share.
Yeah, so, you know, to share some of the, you know, many different situations I deal with, working with people, you know, coming in, the biggest thing I want to clear up is, again, giving their dogs a voice in terms of this training. So understand what things could be frustrating the owners. So hearing from them and a little bit of dialogue on, you know, getting everyone on the same page in the household, making sure we're using the same cues when we're communicating with our dogs. And then on top of that, you know, letting people know that if things are hard for them, as in the humans, it's also hard for the dogs. And from that perspective, you know, I work with a lot of clients that have multiple dog households, and there are so many little tweaks that we can make that allow us to not be reacting to so many things. So again, like doorbell rings, we don't have three dogs going to the door barking. And for me, it's taking an approach to allow those people to understand, you know, why those things are happening, and give them some tools to, again, redirect the dog and allow the dog to have some understanding of what the people want. So for example, you know, I believe if a dog is awake, they are communicating with us. And from that approach, you know, when I came into a client's house the other day, While I really appreciated it, it was a very cheery, hey, how you doing? Soon as they went from being calm to that big pop of, you know, an introduction, their dogs went crazy. And I gave, you know, and I asked some questions, so it's not that I'm coming right out and telling them, like, don't do this, but there's ways to practice how, you know, you can approach your front door, that it's not doorbell rings, pizza's here, you're running to the door, and, you know, it's this big, exciting event that's happening for their dogs. And I also do some virtual sessions, and just the other day, I was outside because it was a beautiful afternoon with my dogs. And before my client called me, I practiced a few times where I said, oh, hey, hello, how you doing? Watching my dogs to see, did their ears flick? Did they turn and look at me? So when my client called, I wasn't just jumping into something and then here I am, the dog trainer that has three dogs barking, going crazy. And then I'm behind the eight ball trying to correct and get them to quiet down. And, you know, that I'm human. Those things can cause frustrations for me, but if I stay ahead of the curve, those are a lot of the ways that I approach my dog training with my clients who, again, have multiple dog households that can become a bit crazy.
You know, I went in there and my iPad went dark on me for a minute, but I did see there was one other thing that I thought was interesting. And I don't think you've touched on this yet, but people that have a dog, and I was in this situation, and then all of a sudden you're introducing a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, my one dog wasn't going to tolerate it at all. The other ones have moved into it, and I took the baby item, and I had a towel and a t-shirt, and I got it used to. Do you run into this? Because apparently it's a big thing.
No, absolutely. And for me, working with people and children, you know, it is safety first. And some people, you know, you have to give your dogs a safe space and find times where, again, someone is solely focused on the child and the dog. And that you're reading all the signals that the dog is comfortable with these situations and you're not rushing them. But you mentioned some good pointers of introducing some of, you know, clothes or blankets or things that are going to smell like the baby. But, you know, there is a gentle approach to allowing those kinds of things. And, you know, at the end of the day, a lot of accidents can happen without supervision. And, you know, with young children, they don't know any better. And for a dog to be put in a situation, again, I want to make sure, knowing the dog in front of us, that they are confident and comfortable, and maybe they need something else to do, or maybe they need just some time to themselves.
Well, I had a Yorkie at the time, and the Yorkie was very, I mean, obsessed with me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a dog was me only. And it was a problem, and I did have to rehome her. But, you know, I think that with people sometimes having children, starting families later, they mm-hmm. have these dogs for those periods of years.
Yep.
And then all of a sudden this change comes in and we're just supposed to, oh, accept it. And I think it's a problem. So I went along with it because that had happened to me.
Well, and children are one thing, but also with other dogs. So I think of my situation, three dogs, and my wife, our youngest dog has claimed her in some situations, and I'm constantly reminding my wife that there's an approach to make sure that what signals our youngest dog's given the other dogs when she's near her, that she associates it in a positive way, that she's not coddling the dog and also giving her reason to think that she should be protective or claiming her as a resource.
Interesting. Hey, I will tell this to you. The dogs, they know.
Oh, yeah.
Never liked my first husband. Just didn't. And there was some readings that should have.
Yeah.
But, you know, in hindsight, you look and you laugh. But it's definitely something to pick up on.
Absolutely. And us as humans, we have an ability to take a gentle approach to meeting all new dogs we interact with. And it's something I take very seriously. Before I enter a customer's home for the first time, again, human, I get nervous. My heart rate, you know, is up. I stay in my truck. I don't want to approach that dog for the first time because they can sense all of these things. And I don't want them to think that I'm nervous because of the animal. It takes some time for me to, you know, again, lower my heart rate and enter the house and not make eye contact and immediately give that dog too much attention, because good or bad, they may find that eye contact to be fearful, or they might find it to be welcoming. And then now I have an overly excited dog who wants all of my attention. And, you know, I want to find that balance between the two.
And that's why he is Corey Winwood from the Balanced Wag. That's the Balanced Wag, WAG.com. You can reach Corey at 724-472-7575, 724-472-7575. And I'm going to tell you, and I don't do this all the time, but I will endorse you on this one because I see the results that Corey gets with the dogs. And, you know, there's nothing like my love for Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny is the man. In fact, I can't wait to see him tonight because I'm going through Johnny withdrawal. But I have to say, you know, when I watch him and I test him because, you know, I might get yelled at from two people or not. But, you know, that dog's reactions are just amazing.
Well, and I think it's incredible, too, that what I have been able to work and train into this dog that, again, you know, ways to approach him, to have him sit properly. Just little things. They transfer.
Well, yeah, I struggle because I follow your rules, but I sure like mine. But he snaps back right in.
Yeah.
Because that's what he's been taught. So yeah. We're speaking from experience, and I'm giving you that stamp. So keep doing what you're doing. Corey will be back with us in a couple weeks, and he will be taking your calls once again. Corey Winwood, the Balanced Wag. That's WAG. Corey, thanks for getting up early, spending a little bit of time with us this morning.
Thank you, Nan.
All right, what's coming up after the news?
Marlene, and it's all about, look, can we have breakfast this morning? She's like, yeah, we brought the goods, but it's all about Easter with Dorothy's Candies.
All right, she'll hop in just a second. Thanks to Corey. Much more still to come. Nan Cohen Total Talk today on KDKA with your Pratt Pack.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great. But all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
With comprehensive reports on local schools you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Curious about where a school ranks in the state? Look no further. Percentage of teachers in their first or second year? We've got it. Lowest student-teacher ratio? No problem. The best cafeteria lunch in the district for your 9-year-old food blogger? Would it surprise you if we said yes? Homes.com.
Bing dong.
We've done your homework.
You've heard me talk about Samaritan, and today I get to tell you about an additional sharing option called Redeem HealthShare. It's everything we love about Samaritan, like the freedom to choose your providers and be in control of your healthcare, but with more program options to fit your budget and healthcare needs in a modern digital platform. There's an add-on feature to allow for a wider range of medical bills to be shared, including preventative, dental, vision, and routine care. Join the hundreds of thousands of fellow Christians and check out RedeemHealthShare.org today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, back Nan Cohen, Total Talk. How sweet it is. Dorothy's Candies in the spotlight for the next 30 minutes. Nan.
Well, first, we're going to kick it off with a great celebration. He's been in the studio. He's been with me quite a few times over the years, but he makes a lasting impression. Look at Rob just like laughing. It is the John Waldman's birthday this coming Wednesday, and we are going to be celebrating him for his birthday next Saturday
Johnny.
Night. He is the coolest cat in town. You know, he does and he does and he does and he gives and he gives and he gives. And we are going to take the night and celebrate him next Saturday evening for his birthday. And I just can't wait to be there. So we're going to sing happy birthday to him. So if you're out there listening, you should be really embarrassed right now. But we love you, Johnny. I know we'll see you shortly. And that fanfare will be waiting for you at the airport when you arrive Wednesday evening.
We'll
so
have cheer uniforms on.
That's see, everybody loves Johnny. You in a cheer outfit? All right. Well, let's get going with you, Mar.
Yeah, I'm here. I'm ready.
What do you got going on down there at
it's
Dorothy's?
It's a delicious morning. Oh, everything is happening down at Dorothy's. We're approaching Easter season, so everybody knows what that means. We have all of our eggs being made, all of the wonderful flavors, our famed eggs that everybody loves, and just all kinds of things. We have many, many different things.
So I was down at the store, and I did a little thing with you down there for social. And I wasn't eating chocolate, and everybody want to know what was wrong with me. I'm like, do you really think I eat all this chocolate?
Well, they should have been there before the camera was turned
on. I actually didn't do it, so it was really kind of good. But I'm going to make up for it because we're heading down there next Saturday. You're going to be here live for the hour at 7 a.m., and we've got the open house going. And I'm going to leave here, head down there later that
afternoon. You'll be
there,
right.
Yeah, not exactly after, but I'll be down there later in the afternoon down there. And then, you know, off to Johnny's. I'm going to take all the goodies to Johnny's little birthday soiree.
All right.
Yeah. But so the open house is where you want to be next Saturday. It's going on. Can you want to give everybody the hours?
Sure. It's happening 3 days. It's on Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th and Sunday the 30th. And we'll have Friday 10 to 6, Saturday 10 to 5, Sunday 10 to 4 down at 1228 Long Run Road in White Oak.
I can't wait to get there. You know I love meeting and greeting everybody. And I have to tell you, if you're listening, I got the goods. I already talked to Robert Costell, the owner of Dorothy's, and that extravaganza, EGG extravaganza, is going to really be something because wait till you see what I'm going to be giving away. I was kind of surprised. He's like, I want to make everybody happy, man. Go do your thing. So it's going to be a nice meet and greet, and I've got the goods to give away. So I'm really excited about that.
That's one of the wonderful things when it's like going into an amusement park. You're there or a ball game because you want to be. You know, you want to join in the excitement, the fun, the happiness. That's the same way walking into a candy store. You're going there because this is what you want to pick up. So you're I'm not going to say excited, but you're happy to be there to get something that's going to be a special treat.
My favorite part of being down there, and especially at the holiday time, is hearing the generational talk. Because, you know, my cousin Eric, he often talks about, you know, tasting those memories and the things that we hold on to. And you absolutely do taste the memories because it's the same as when Dorothy founded Dorothy's Candies 77 years ago.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
77 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
The candy is the exact same today.
It
and
is.
When you get people in there and they're talking about it and they're sharing it with their great nieces and great nephews and grandchildren, and you know, you're looking at this and they're picking out the same things that they had, it takes your breath away because it is exactly like it was.
That's the nice part, to hear them reminisce.
Well, and I give kudos to Robert Costell, the owner of Dorothy's, because he doesn't compromise. If he can't get the product, and he's pretty, I hear the two of you going at it when he's, you know, you need a product and it's not in stock. He's taking it out of the line. He's not going to make it. Mm-hmm. He just will not compromise. People talk about coconut. It has to be the coconut he likes.
That's right.
It's not substituting it because that coconut's not there, or that peanut butter, or, you know, he gets kind of an edge on him. Like, I'm not doing it, Mar, you know, and you're like, and you understand that.
I do. And there was a time, I mean, during, you know, the COVID thing, but we could not get the peanut butter that we always used. And I'm going to tell you, people will notice that difference.
Oh, he was fine.
You know,
he won't
but
do
he
it.
Won't do it.
Nope.
He won't do it. So we didn't have peanut butter for a while until everything could be reproduced.
You know, we talk about some of the things that I love down there. So the coolest thing is you guys have made this nationally known famed egg.
Yes.
And it's a little egg. It's not the 1 pounders, the big eggs that you're always used to seeing, but these are flavors that come in this little, it fits in the palm of your hand egg.
Yeah, and we have a box of them.
You have a nice display of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they set up this area in the store for them. And it's like when the door opens at Dorothy's, this onsurge of people run.
Right there.
They run to these baskets of these eggs and they grab the bags and they're filling them. And, you know, you have them prepackaged and assorted and all this. But people were very particular sometimes about their flavors that they like. And they'll just, you know, 1 pound, 2 pound, 3 pound, they'll buy what they want.
That's right.
I love watching them. I've had the privilege of coming in and putting that basket down to help somebody out. I mean, they're like vultures for them.
I had a couple in there yesterday. I believe it was the mom and then the daughter, and they were up there in age, and they were over there at all of the baskets of the famed eggs. And mom, great grandma, she was on a walker, and they were, as I was in the store, they were just talking to each other, and they were going back and forth. No, Mom, he likes this
yeah.
taste.
Yeah.
He likes this flavor, so we're going to get that. It's in this color paper. Yeah, and it was wonderful to listen to them because everybody has their routine.
And it's so funny because I saw somebody with a walker. They had the tray put on. She said, I brought it in so we can fill those bags quicker over there. They had the walker with the tray, and they were just dropping them all in.
It's wonderful.
It's something so small, but it's such a flavor. Yeah. And it's people just know what they want at Easter. Mm-hmm. And I've got the list, and I will probably get right to you with the list of all the famed egg flavors that were made this year right after the break, because I got to get revved up to read that list.
They need to get down there today and get these eggs, get anything they want for Easter season. We're open.
I was down there. Actually, I always think coconut Rob. But I actually have, I think I left them at home. My favorite, the Carmelo and the Mallow. I wanted Rob to try those two this year, aside from his coconut. There's other flavors in the pick. But I was over there doing the same thing. Like, okay, I need a couple more of the Carmelo. Couple more of that. And by the way, our Carmelo video is somebody has requested, some major account has wanted to put our pictures up on that. You got to go check that out on their social. Mar and I go at the Carmelo like no other. And
they're so tasty. It's caramel and mallow cream covered in our premium Swiss chocolate.
Yeah. We definitely enjoy those. So I like to tell everybody that dorothyscandies.com is always on, and especially during the holidays. You ship coast to coast, and you can, no matter where you are in America, go ahead and have those Dorothy's, because Marlene will be proud to ship them out to you.
No, we've been doing a lot of shipping, a lot of ordering coming in already.
Well, and it's funny because they know what they want, and they can only get those famed eggs this time of year.
That's right.
They can only get the big eggs, and they love and they wait for those flavors to come out, and there you have them. So they bulk them up and buy them up. I will tell you that I mentioned on a show, I guess it was a couple weeks ago, that you rotate the molds, and people are always interested in the molds that you're making. And these molds, some of them are around since Bob's mother made them.
Oh, long time.
Right.
I don't even think they make molds like that anymore.
Right, right. And so we had such a fun time picking them out. And believe it or not, traveling Travis is in my car. He's going. That bunny goes with me all of Easter. Yeah. And so my car is pretty stacked with treats to give out. I love making people happy at the holiday time. So the big bunnies that are down there, the chocolate is... They're just gorgeous. I saw them on the whole wall there. It was like they were having a conversation with themselves. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They are you should see them. They are huge. And they are like, what are you guys doing here all night? And they are really cute. So dorothyscandies.com. You ready to take a break?
Why not?
Let's do that. Because when I get back after that break, I've got to read the whole list of the famed egg flavors, the famous egg flavors. So let's do that.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. One more segment with Marlene, Nan Cohen, Total Talk. Next hour, Brian Courant, Secure Money Advisors on the Money. MediConnect, the Inside Connection at 9. The guys from True Value at 10. Christine Zapp will be here. AAA Essentials Talking Travel at noon. All right, let's get back to Nan and Marlene for another segment of Nan Cohen, Total Talk.
So we prepare for this all year for Easter, is these famed eggs that you do. And yes. I get so revved up. I think I'm cutting a new commercial with all these flavors on it this year. So let's talk about the famed eggs. I don't know if you've shown them, but you could probably get them over the camera if you'd like. But they're all foiled. And when they're foiled,
Corey,
actually, they give you the little cheat sheet. And it shows you what all the flavors are of all the foils of what's in there. Me personally, I'm not the mystery kind of girl. So I like to know what I'm biting into because that's the way you do it. They don't have to waste it instead of, ooh. But they're all up for grabs. And here we go with Dorothy's famed small eggs. Ready? We've got buttercream, Jody Lee's, fudge nut, fudge cream, maple nut, coconut royale, peanut butter mallow, vanilla nut, tin roof, pecan mallow, fruit and nut, cherry cream. I don't think I've ever had one of those. Yeah. I've had the raspberry cream, paw prints, almond royale, caramello, orange cream, strawberry cream, and maple cream. Mm-hmm. Now, those are done in the Swiss flavors, which is the Swiss chocolate. And then they pull out some good ones and they really do some of the dark chocolate ones. And here we go with those. The dark covered famed eggs. Peanut butter, buttercream, coconut almond royale, coconut royale, raspberry cream, fudge cream, orange cream, fudge nut, and maple nut. All served to you from Nan Cohen. So there you go.
Wonderful flavors. Wonderful.
I'm going to get into the dark ones. I'm going to try a couple of those. So, hey, I'm telling you, you're going to want to find me when you come into Dorothy's next Saturday for their open house because I've got the yummies, that's for sure. Wait till you see what I'm going to be giving away. I love making people smile down there. So Robert really fueled my fire with that. So we're going to be there. You want to give them the hours for the open house?
Sure. We have it on Friday, the 28th, and that will be from 10 to 4. And then on Saturday it will be 10 to 5. And Sunday it will be 10 to 5.
But
I'm sorry, 10 to 4.
What's the most important day next week?
Oh, gee, it has to be Sunday when I'm there. Oh, I'm sorry, Saturday when you're there.
That was funny, Mar.
Yeah,
that was a funny one
up.
For sure.
I'm waking up.
Yeah, Marlene's going to be stuffing my pockets before you leave. Well, you're going to do the show, but you're not going to be in the store with me later that afternoon. You'll be back late
I'll
in
be
the afternoon.
Right, I have a commitment after the show in the morning, and then I will get back down to the store for the extravaganza later in the afternoon.
I think I'm going to take a whole bunch of eggs to Johnny's little birthday soiree on Saturday night, and we're going to be soireeing those eggs around. Yeah. So that's going to...
Well, that's a fun time when you come in because
you know
we hear everybody's stories.
He probably is listening right now, and he's gonna expect them. So you know, we'll shock him over there.
Well, maybe
so.
We ought to have him come down that day.
I could do that. That's a great industry for a dentist.
It's
don't you
fun
think?
Because we get
like
to
give
hear
him the
all
caramel
the
ones, and yeah.
Well,
yeah,
we get to hear all of the stories from people too. They love the excitement. You know, there's a lot of things happening, and we get to hear a lot of stories from people and their feelings about the Easter celebration and what the candy really means to them during.
Well,
that
I'm telling the stories are unbelievable, and
yeah,
you know, hey, I think that when you know. That's the, I always say, Rob and I talk about the pulse of Pittsburgh is these small businesses and, you know, the independent people.
Yeah.
Look, Corey, he's sitting here. He's enjoying the rest of the show with us. It's tough. It's small business. You know, you're out there pounding the ground. And I always say these are the true treasures of Pittsburgh. This is what makes Pittsburgh
I love
work.
Small
so,
business.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm always backing it up because I think that's what we need. And look, 77 years says
That's
something
right.
for it.
It does.
So
it certainly
there's
does.
A goal for you there, Corey. 77 years. So moving into Easter, I do want to say, for everybody that has asked, we will not be doing strawberries for Easter. They were so happy with those strawberries for Valentine's Day.
Excellent this year.
The crops were unbelievable. But I will tell you, they always say, I'd really like to have for spring and Easter, because it is a little later this year. We will not be doing the strawberries. But if you look at the calendar, right back after that, Easter, you're going to have them for Mother's Day. So get that on the calendars as well. They were just incredible. My kids could not believe the size of those strawberries.
Oh, that's right. It's just a fantastic crop this
year.
Oh,
for sure, for sure. Mm-hmm. Rob, are you giving me fingers over there?
2 minutes and counting.
I don't know. We had a little negotiation period before that. Now you're talking out on me there, taking them off.
It's your cue, whatever you want to do.
All right, buddy. I'm going to leave him that coconut egg today.
Okay.
You think so?
Well, sure. Even after that, sure.
Even though he took a couple minutes off of you, it's okay.
That's right.
It's okay.
No.
All right. I want to tell everybody, get over to Dorothy's Facebook and Instagram page. I'm going to be putting up a contest there. I want to know, do you like, and we're going to have the bunnies in hand next Saturday here at 7.
Yes.
I want to know, do you tell me why you want a dark chocolate bunny? If you like a white chocolate, a Swiss chocolate? I want to know who's in the running for Dorothy's. And I think we're going to keep a count this year as to who buys what. Is it the dark? Is it the Swiss? Is it the white? So I'll have a post going up there later this afternoon. Tell me, and I just make have a bunny or two for you. So let's do that later this afternoon. Dorothy'sCandies.com, always on. Go ahead, get your orders in. Even if you want to pick them up, you want to be guaranteed your flavor for your Easter holiday, make sure you get down to Dorothy'sCandies.com and you can get your have them. They'll be sitting there waiting for you. We don't want to disappoint you.
Right. And, or you can give us a call at 412-678-2723.
One more time, Mar.
412-678-2723. We'll be happy to take your order.
All right. All I can say is we're going to be here next Saturday at 7 and wait till you see what we're bringing on in. And you know what they always say about Dorothy's candies? One bite and you'll know it's Dorothy's candies.
You do that great.
That was an hour and a half. It seemed like an hour, but it was actually
she wants to know where all my energy came from today.
I know. My goodness. Just good stuff. Anyway, good seeing all of you. Stay tuned. We are far from done. We're here till 1 o'clock today. Coming up after Rob checks the news, Secure Money Advisors Brian Caranta and company moments away today. KDKA. Good morning.
At Homes.com, we do whatever it takes to get you the in-depth info on local schools you won't find anywhere else. Things like student-teacher ratio, test scores, and school programs. And sometimes that requires attending school recitals. So many recitals.
That's my son. Isn't he terrific?
Yeah, a real prodigy. Homes.com. Bingo. We've done your homework.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief. Yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at RedeemHealthShare.org or call 1-844-REDEEM-0.
Did you know that you can buy your car completely online on AutoTrader? Really? Just visit AutoTrader.com, filter and search through dealer listings for the car you want, make, model, color, and all the features that matter to you. Go ahead, get picky. Whether you're into subcompacts with heated cup holders, crossovers with all-wheel drive, pickups with kicking sound systems, or SUVs that can survive whatever chaos your kids unleash, just drop in your info and you'll only see cars in your budget. Really, once you find your one and only, you can do the whole deal online and have the car delivered to your driveway. Or you can pick it up at the dealership and drive your new ride right off the lot. Really. Auto Trader makes it easy to buy your car online because the whole process is designed around your wants and must-haves. Auto Trader. Buy your car online. Really.
Every Friday from 6 to 7:30, it's NBA Happy Hour on FanDuel, your pregame for the weekend. We're talking limited-time specials you won't want to miss. Boosts, bonuses, surprises, all dropping in the app during Happy Hour. So before tip-off, check the FanDuel app to see the week's special. Then make your move before the shot clock expires at 7:30 Eastern. It's the perfect way to start your weekend. A little basketball, a little action, and a whole lot of Friday energy. That's NBA Happy Hour, every Friday from 6 to 7:30 p.m. Eastern, only on FanDuel, official sportsbook partner of the NBA.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.